You know, that's an excellent question. And unfortunately, when the Affordable Care Act was passed, there wasn't money put in the law to market the law. So there were no sort of big grants coming down from the feds to push and educate the population about what was in this law. And that has been sort of left to the consumer systems on the ground to for them to learn it themselves and for them to share it with the public and start teaching people. And, you know, we've been doing that since the law was passed, but yet your reach can only go so far without sort of a mass media campaign. So I would think, you know, most of the people learn about this law through the sound bites they hear on the news clippings of political rhetoric back and forth about what is or what isn't in the law and what's good and what's bad about this law. And so I think that's why most people continue not to, even though it has gotten better. When we first started polling it, it was 7 out of 10. So there has been an improvement. But if you also see the other data, most people have had no interaction with it, at least to their knowledge.
And that's so interesting because Kentucky has really been held up as a poster child for the Affordable Care Act working and working properly, but we still don't have enough people to educate the public.
The health insurance marketplace in Kentucky, Connect, did receive funding, grant funding for them to establish the system and to create their own health insurance marketplace. And with that has come some marketing dollars. So, you know, our research shows that their message is getting out. They're enrolling about 1,500 people a day. So they're up over 160,000 people who signed up for insurance in Kentucky. And Kentucky has about 640,000 people who are uninsured.
Is there a correlation between the number of people that have the proper information and the people that sign up?
There's a slight correlation there. You do see people of lower incomes who are mostly affected by this law having slightly greater information on it. But it's still across the board that even people who would benefit from it don't know.
And that's interesting because even with the ACA taking effect in Kentucky and it being so successful here compared to other states, mm-hmm. only 3 in 10 people in the state are in favor of the law.
Yeah, and again, I think that just has to do mostly, you know, it's obviously some political relationship there if you look at the down party lines, but it's also a complete lack of information. So most people, as I said earlier, really only know the sound bites. They don't really know that the law was designed to improve your benefit package, to, you know, have more people be covered by insurance, and the benefits that come with that of having, you know, your young adults on your insurance till you're 26 and, you know, free preventive care. You can now get cancer screenings without copays. So those types of things are people don't really know about. And of course, this year was the big year. They can't deny you for pre-existing conditions anymore. So anyone who's ever been sick in the past and been denied for insurance can now purchase insurance and not be penalized for it. And I think once people start experiencing the law, especially if you've had problems with getting insurance or, you know, have serious medical debt because of an illness, they'll start to see the benefits that come with the law.
You can find out how to get in touch with Interact for Health or get more information about the Kentucky Health Issues Poll on our website at WNKU.org under local news. Kate Keller, thank you for the information.
You're welcome.